Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
If you would like to participate in some of the upside, but never the downside, and get a reasonable range of return and a guaranteed lifetime income that you can't outlive, then you're at the right place. It's time now for the original Safer Money Specialist, Mr. Ron Grant.
And we are here in February.
That's right.
Sort of here. Got to take the day off. Well, we worked prior to this so you could have the day off because you're paying tribute to a life.
Yeah, yep. We had one of our car club members, his wife passed away. And so we're doing a memorial service for her today at 10:30 to 2 o'clock in Newbury Park. So that's where we're at.
So that's what we have for today. But we still have all the information here with the original Safer Money Specialist. We're going to have the music, the Chick-fil-A, and the general fund that we have here every Saturday. 9 years in March. It's moving
coming
on up,
buddy. Another
going
month.
Up to nine years. So that's it. Anything up? Anything going on? What are you doing other than the car thing is backed off again? And we've had a little bit of rain again, spotty rain.
Right.
And that panics you folks.
Well, it doesn't panic. You panic. Nobody's.
Everybody dives under desks. You think it was raining frogs. Your beautiful cars
cannot
be touched.
We can't get the rust. We can't get rusty.
Right.
It's water rust. You know,
rust never sleeps.
Yeah, rust never sleeps. That's exactly right. I can tell you this, July 14th, mark your calendar. I know it's a ways away, but we're going to be coming back to the National Car Collector Appreciation Day. Yay! It's going to be at Vista Ford again. It's going to be from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. So all you hot rodders and new cars, everything. We're taking everything. We've got pinup contest again. We've got two live bands. From what I understand, we've got Mr. Frosty back. Great ice cream, Mr. Frosty. Yum, yum, yum.
It is the soft serve ice cream.
You know,
one of the better ones.
Well, when I lived in Kentucky as a little fellow, I remember in the summertime, Mr. Frosty's truck would come around. And then when I went to see my mom in Tampa when she moved over to Florida, I was much older, of course. I was like in my 20s. Who comes down the street? Mr. Frosty. Tastes the same to me. I don't know. Maybe it's just mental, but I loved it. So try to come out to July 14th. We're going to have a great time. It's going to be cool. It's a National Car Collector Appreciation Day. It's the day Congress sets aside for all the hobbyists and all the millions and millions of dollars that we bring into the marketplace and the jobs that we put together, and we're just going to have a great time. So hopefully we'll see you out there.
It was the DQ.
DQ.
When I was a kid. That was a soft serve. Dairy Queen.
Dairy Queen.
That was a big
sure.
In Carville, there's a few ice cream stores back in the day. Farrell's Ice Cream was a big one in the Valley.
Carnation had a little place on Laurel Canyon and Victory in North Hollywood. I remember that. And it was a cup. It was a little white cup, and it gave you a wooden spoon.
Yeah, and obviously you had your Save-Ons, which did the weird tube.
Thrifty Drugs.
Yeah, Thrifty Drug. No, Thrifty Drug is the one that did the cylinder shot, which is great. And Baskin-Robbins.
Chocolate chip
has been
from Thrifty Drugs. You go to CVS, it tastes the same. Shut your eyes, you think you're in Thrifty Drugs.
Nickel Dime 15.
Yeah, it was
one,
cool.
1, 2, 3 scoops.
Man.
Ah, good times when we were kids.
Now I got to have ice cream. Normally
now,
we talk about
right.
Chick-fil-A. Now I got to have ice cream today.
You're going to have ice cream after your Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Hey, let's talk about listening to Ron Grant every Saturday, 10 to 11. You can do it 24-7 now. That's right. The Safer Money Solution Show is on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Just log on to the website, safermoneyspecialist.com, and click on the LA Talk Radio icon, and you got Ron right there. And you also have a way of meeting with Ron directly. Now, in the, olden days.
The olden days.
It's about a year and back.
Yeah.
We did the dinners.
Yeah, we did.
And they
yeah.
were fun, and they were great. You picked the top restaurants in the area. Yeah. Everybody would come and have a bite to eat. I had many, many dinners, and engaging with the people was really fun at a massive level. But now you do one-on-one.
Well, you know, there's a lot of people, Spence, that won't come to a public workshop, you know, and I understand that for whatever reason. And so I decided if you meet with me one-on-one and I answer all your questions about how to keep that money 100% safe, well, you can't lose the principal, can't lose the gains. You get a reasonable range of return. We can show you how to stop paying the fees to your financial planner, your stockbroker, your 401k company, your 403b company, et cetera. Remember, when you pay the fees and that comes out of your pocket, it's eating up your returns. We can also show you how to have a guaranteed lifetime income that you can't outlive. And that's important. You know, the top 1% of our nation gets income from multiple sources. Why wouldn't you? So meet with me one-on-one. You're between the ages of 55 and 75 and have some immediate money that you want to keep safe and guaranteed with me. You get a $100 MasterCard or Visa. You can have dinner on me, lunch on me, buy a part, pay a bill, whatever you want to do. It's an actual credit card. You can do what you want to do with it. So once you go to my website, that's safermoneyspecialist.com. And there's a great video up top near my picture of me on the microphone. It's the 401k recession. I'd like you to take a look at that if you have a 401k, 403b, etc. It's a 9-minute video from Steve Croft of 60 Minutes. And I tell you, I don't own any one of those, and I was angry when I saw it. So take a peek at it. There's some email testimonials. There's some radio testimonials. There's some great third-party educational information there. There's some videos. There's some a lot of written stuff that you can read about from third parties. In fact, there's a little video on the front page, about the top of the page. It's a 4-minute video, and it talks about how the financial planners and the stockbrokers have finally taken responsibility for doing such a poor job in helping you in retirement. Take a peek at that. Take a look at it. And then you can either email me from that site or you can give me a call, 805-660-1313, and we'll schedule a time to get together and see if I can help you sleep at night. And remember that you know, you're not going to lose your principal or your gains, and that's important.
So be safe.
Be safe. Be knowledgeable.
Keep it safe simply.
That's right. Kiss it. That's exactly
that's how it is. You are with Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist here. As always, you're going to want to jot down some notes. So if you're sitting at the table there, grab a pencil and get yourself a pad of paper and take some notes coming up. And we will be back with Ron Grant in 60 seconds.
Are you currently receiving steady paychecks? What about when you're retired? Will you receive a monthly check to cover your expenses and also have some fun? Ron Grant, the Safer Money Specialist, calls this mailbox money on his Safer Money Solutions radio show. It's the monthly check you'll receive throughout retirement. Ron wants to remove the stress from your retirement. He doesn't want you to worry about if the money will show up or how much money you'll receive. The only thing he wants you to think about is how to spend it when it arrives. Find out how to get enough money in your mailbox every month when you're retired. Call Ron at 660-1313. He has a retirement blueprint he will share with you. It will show you how to build a nest egg that will provide you with the guaranteed monthly income you'll need in retirement. Call Ron at 660-1313 to schedule a meeting and receive your retirement blueprint. Call now, 660-1313.
Now let's get down to business here with Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist, and plus everything else, we're already in February. Mm-hmm. January 2019 is history. So let's talk about you're meeting people, because you do that a lot between the radio show and meeting people who call you up, or maybe at a car show. You get out a lot. You're a big part of the community. When you meet with some people that have unrealistic retirement expectations, you meet a cross-section of Ventura sure. County, certainly. What do you see most is like something that it might be unrealistic?
Well, a lot of people are under the conception that, you know, their 401k or their 403b is going to provide a guaranteed income all the way across the board for them. And I think what a lot of people haven't really either realized, or maybe their financial person didn't really go over with them, that when you're invested in risk, which is stocks, bonds, mutual funds, variable annuities, gas, oil, real estate trusts called REITs, those things go up and they go down. You know, and so while many people are approaching retirement have actively adjusted their retirement plan to take into account recent economic uncertainties and the market volatility, few recognize that even a bigger threat to their retirement nest egg is the unrealistic expectations. And the Society of Actuaries did a survey, Risks and Process of Retirement. It shows that many pre-retirees may be in trouble as they make plans that are not rooted in retirement reality. And that's what you have to look at. You probably won't retire if you think, well, the news is, you know, global retirement crisis suggests that many financial unprepared boomers will be trapped in the workforce until death. You know, a lot of people might not be able to retire. Several reasons. One, they didn't put enough away. They didn't, you know, when they put their money away, they didn't put enough away. But more importantly, it's where they put it. You know, the traditional retirement plan is, you know, is put it in a 401k, a 403b, et cetera. And of course, you know, that can cause risk. And, you know, look at 08 and 09. You know, people lost trillions of dollars in the market. You know, market was down almost 50%. The other thing is they didn't put enough away. But the main thing is they stayed in risk too long. And that's a situation. So the survey that they did, more than half of the pre-retirees expected to retire at age 65. But in reality, 52% of retirees exited the workforce at least 6 years earlier than that, with a median retirement age of being 58. And moreover, even retirees who report leaving the workforce voluntarily tend to feel that they were forced out at an unexpected time. Unexpected early retirement means a shortened planning horizon and accumulation period. You're trying to accumulate a lot of money so you can live on it, and could have consequences with regard to entitlement benefits and standard of living throughout the golden years. You're likely to live a lot longer than you think. Less than 1 in 10 pre-retirees expect to live to the age of 91 or older. However, nearly half, 48% of the pre-retirees reported having their longest living family members reach the age of 91. Your retirement lifestyle will likely change drastically. One of the most pronounced deviations between reality and expectations reported in the survey is that most retirees vastly underestimate the likelihood of future decline in their mental and physical capabilities as they age. While many anticipate health problems, they may underestimate the cost of health services or discount the need for long-term care and caregiving. You know, a whopping 70% of people over the age of 65 will need some long-term care in their life. You know, this is how I got started in Safer Money. You know, I was in, I used to own a mortgage company, Camarillo, and I was doing first and second trust deeds. And my dad, who lived in Newhall, he retired, had just bought a Honda Accord. He was doing a little traveling. Neighbors didn't see the blinds go back and forth. And of course, they called the sheriff. Sheriff happened to look in the window, saw what was looking like a body of a man laying on there. They busted through the door jamb. They took my dad to the hospital. Doctor said, you know, your dad could live a day. He could live 10 years. Well, my dad lived 8 years in a nursing home. He had a massive stroke, was paralyzed on the left side. And he did not have long-term care insurance. He had car insurance and fire insurance and life insurance. He had health insurance. He had earthquake insurance. I don't even carry earthquake insurance. So we depleted all of his liquid assets, and we finally had to sell his home and his car. And then he had to go on Medi-Cal because we depleted all the assets. And so a lot of people think that Medicare is going to be around to pick up their long-term care costs, and it just isn't so. Medicare pays less than 5% of long-term care costs, and it must be skilled care. And the word skilled means deemed to get better. So there's no certainties when it comes to life and retirement. It's clear that pre-retirees need to plan ahead for a diverse range of outcomes to avoid outliving their assets. And I want to say this to you, and I've said it many times, stop chasing returns. Stop chasing returns. Worry about getting a guaranteed lifetime income that you can't outlive. And see, Wall Street can't do that for you. 401k can't do that for you. Your 403b, et cetera, cannot do that for you on a guaranteed regular basis because you are tied to risk. And that's the facts. And, you know, you can spread it any which way you want, but the facts are the facts. The stuff that I do for my clients and myself, we can get you a guaranteed lifetime income that you can outlive, and you can count on it every year. And the nice thing about it is that you can plan just like you've did your life. You know, you have a paycheck coming in every week or every month. You plan for your bills. You plan for your expenses. You plan for everything. And now that you're retired, you don't have that money coming through the pipeline. Now, you may have a pension, and that's great. And hopefully that pension covers everything along with Social Security. But mostly it doesn't. See, 80% of what we earn right now is what we're going to need to live here on the coast. Okay, that's the facts. You know, it's expensive to live in Southern California. You move to Tennessee, you might get away with 60%. But the longevity planning is so important. I can't stress this enough for you. The thing that you have to look at is down the road, because you may live 25 to 30 years after retirement. And that's important. you know, a lot of people haven't planned for that. You know, according to Stanford Center of Longevity, individuals living today will exceed that average age life expectancy of those in the 20th century by additional 30 years. Are you prepared? You know, ask yourself some questions. Do you have a guaranteed lifetime income that is not in risk and fees? Will you outlive your money in your 401k, your 403b, your 457 plan, etc.? How bad will another 2008 affect your retirement living? As I told you earlier, trillions of dollars were lost to 55 to 65-year-olds. And that's the situation. So longevity planning is important because we need to do the longevity framework to help you set up something that you can count on. And again, the 401k, the 403bs, the 457s, they're tied to risk factors, unless you're in a money market account making squat. And I don't know, you know, that may be. You may be in some of that. I always like it when I meet with people. They say, you know, my broker's got me diversified. And I go, okay, let's take a look at what you got. I'm in low risk. And they enunciate that word low risk. And I chuckle inside because, you know, risk is risk. I don't care if it's low risk, if it's medium risk, if it's high risk. It's still risk. And people aren't understanding that. Take a look at what they got. And generally, they're just spread apart in different pots of risk, different buckets of risk. Might be low risk, might be lower risk than oil and gas. Oil and gas is pretty extreme. They may be in some mutual funds that aren't too bad, but they can still lose their principal. They can still lose their gains. They're still paying fees in this stuff. You know, we have some solutions to help you protect from the risk. You know, think about this. You got an annual financial risk. Chance of a house burning down is 1 in 1,200. But many of you would not go to bed tonight if your fire insurance company canceled you. Think about this. You might own your home outright. Congratulations if you do that. And let's say it's worth $500,000. And I don't think that's being overly exorbitant here in Southern California, especially in Ventura County. And it burned to the ground and you did not have fire insurance. What would you do? Who would rebuild it? Well, you would. Where would the money come from? Come from you. But you've transferred the risk to homeowners insurance for pennies on the dollar, literally pennies on the dollar compared to what your home is worth. Car accident. You know, we know that state of California requires that we all carry mandated car insurance. Many people out there do not have that. I've been hit by people that don't have car insurance, so I know. Yet there's a 1 out of 240 chance you're going to total your car. But again, you've transferred the risk to auto insurance for literally pennies on the dollar. Chance of market loss in your 401k, et cetera, is 26%. People say 26%? Well, that's not really high. Well, lose it and see where you're at. See how your retirement living goes. But we can transfer the risk to an insurance company again. We can put the money in a fixed indexed annuity. And I deal with all the top companies. There's probably 37 to 50 companies out there. And I deal with the top 4 to 6 each and every day. I've done the research. I know where these companies are. I know where my money is. You know, I've got 3 of these. I have 2 fixed indexed and 1 actual fixed. So think about this. Are you ready to retire? You know, now more than ever, you want to think about protecting a portion of your retirement assets from the risk factor. But have you done the longevity planning? You know, who knew that one solution could help transfer multiple risks? Fixed indexed annuities offer these benefits, and they can provide an opportunity to reduce other retirement risks that you may face, such as the longevity risk. That's the risk of outliving your retirement assets. What about the inflation risk? Does anybody remember when a Snickers bar was a nickel? How about a quarter? How about gas was 37 cents? How about gas was even a dollar? So the risk of inflation eroding your retirement income's purchasing power. And here's one that I very seldom hear the financial planners and stockbrokers talk about. when I talk to clients that maybe have somebody like that. It's called a sequence risk. And that's the risk of negative market returns, either before you pull the plug at the job or after. You know, remember, when you pull the plug at work, you're not filling the pipeline up with money every 2 weeks or month, unless you have a pension. And of course, you're taking less of the pension, but hopefully it's not too much less. So you have to do that. You know, we're reminded that many risks we face when developing a financial plan is that longevity risk. And it's the biggest one, often overlooked. This relates to the risk that our money just won't last as long as we do. It's a scary thought. I mean, you got to think about it. If you stop for a minute, turn the radio, turn your stereo down, turn your audio down on the TV, and just sit there and think a minute. Hey, can I outlive my money? Because it's in risk. Will the money go? And will it come back in time for me to be able to pay for what I need to pay for? You know, back in 08 and 09, it took a while to come back. It took many years to come back. You know, think about this. I always like to use this analogy. You and your best friend are in a 20-story office building. And we're back in 08, 09. And your best friend is in the Wall Street casino, in mutual funds and stocks and bonds, with his 401k or her 401k. And you're in a good fixed indexed annuity. When the market tanked, your friend goes all the way to the basement via the express elevator. Boom, they're down there. You're sitting on the fifth floor. As the market comes back, you're on your way up to the sixth and the seventh floor, etc., and never look back again. Your friend's got to come back all the way to the fifth floor just to break even. Why would you want to be in that position with your dignity money, your retirement money? If anybody has a good explanation, give me a call or send me an email, ron@safermoneyspecialist.com, or call me, 805-660-1313. Because when you no longer have the ability to generate more income, you're now going to have a problem. You may have to move in with your kids. You may have to get another job, go back to work. And, you know, the problem with that I find, a lot of my clients that are retired already, they were pretty well paid in their positions compared to somebody, a newbie coming in. And the company may not want to pay the price for you. You're the better bet. You got the expertise. You got the knowledge. You got the track record. But maybe, just maybe, they can't or won't afford you. And now what are you going to do? I mean, there's only so many Walmart greeter jobs out there. Mightn't you have to take one of those? I don't know. But why in the world would you want to even think about that? You know there's a better way. If you've been to any of my dinners in the last 9 years, 10 years, if you've heard the show any time in the last almost 9 years, you know that there's a better way. A lot of people, you know, have done that. We've moved a lot of people out and put them in safer places. But why would you want to risk what you worked so hard for? It makes no sense to me. I can't fathom somebody wanting to lose their retirement or to even gamble with their retirement income that they have to take care of themselves and their family, feed themselves, pay their taxes. And, you know, your home may be paid for, your cars may be paid for, but you still have living expenses. Maybe you like to travel. Maybe you like to play golf. Maybe you want to buy a second home. These are important things that you set goals for while you were working. And now is not anything different. We want to set a goal to keep that money 100% safe. And that's what I do. That's how I help people. I don't deal with all products. I deal with long-term care insurance and the safe money. If I can help you sleep at night, help you protect your family, and give them what they need, as you've always done, give me a call, 805-660-1313.
Let's talk about diversification. Diversify.
Yeah.
I love that word, diversification. How is it different when brokers, financial planners talk about it with stocks, and then the diversification that you think is essential to have a safe money future?
Well, it's called true class diversification, Spence. And that's really what it should be called. When your broker, your financial planner, et cetera, when they talk about diversification, they're talking about just different pots of risk, which we mentioned just a few minutes earlier. They're going to put you in different mutual funds, maybe different bonds, maybe a money market account. They're diversifying your portfolio, that type of situation. And depending on how aggressive that they are and you are, it could be really, really aggressive, or it could be very low aggressive, but it's still risk. True class diversification is real estate, is liquid money. That's something you can get your hands on within 2 to 4 days. Checking, savings, that type of thing. Life insurance policy, you know, but it has a cash value that you may be able to need to get if you need it. Metals, gold, silver, platinum, because you want to hedge your bet against the devaluation of the dollar. And a good indexed annuity. Because these things are diversifying your portfolio. You know, the annuity is going to give you several things. It's going to give you principal protection. I never risk the principal. Don't do it for me. I'm not going to do it for you. It gives you an opportunity to have 10% penalty free each and every year if you'd like. You got to wait 12 months from the contract start date, but then you can take out 10%. Most cases, it's what you open the account with. Some cases, it's 10% of what the account grew to. It offers you a guaranteed, in writing, lifetime income that you can't outlive. That's important. My God, that's important. And when you've passed away, your beneficiaries will get the balance. And your 401k and 403b can't say that. They can make money. Don't get me wrong. They're invested in risk. But when the risk goes down, so does the 401k. So does the 403b. Where this is totally different. We take your 401k, we move it over and make it an IRA. Make it a traditional IRA. We can make it a Roth IRA. We can make it a SEP IRA. Same with the 403b. Same with the 457, a TSA, a TSP. And now you're safe and protected. That's true class diversification. Liquid real estate, metals, and a way to get a guaranteed lifetime income that you can't outlive. You know, again, the top 1% of our nation gets income from multiple sources. I like to call it mailbox money. You know, would you have a problem going to your mailbox once a month or quarterly or semi-annually or once a year and picking up a check or having an electronic fund into your checking account? I don't think so. And you know that it's going to be there for you. You can count on it. You can't count on Wall Street. Wall Street's lost your money not once, but twice in the last decade. And coupled with the fees that you're going to pay, financial planner, your stockbroker, your 401k company, etc., that's taken away from your returns. You know, everyone's heard of compound interest. Most powerful thing in the universe. And something your financial planner and your stockbroker won't talk about. It's compound fees. The fees compound too. And that's coming out of your pocket. Doesn't make sense. You know, that's why my clients and I, we don't go that way. We're safe. We're protected. We sleep at night. We know that our money is guaranteed, backed by major insurance companies. It's also backed by the Guarantee Association. If you go to my website, that's safermoney.com/specialist.com. And up on top, there's some buttons. One of them is called safety. Click onto the safety button and read all about it. It's very important that you do that. It's in all 50 states. Very important that you read about that. See, there's four things that the Guarantee Association covers: life insurance, health insurance, long-term care insurance, and fixed indexed annuities. Doesn't say anything about variable annuities. Doesn't say anything about stocks and bonds and mutual funds. You're on your own, folks. Let the chips fall where they may in that situation. So my clients and I, we want to sleep at night knowing that our money that we work so hard for is protected. We're not going to give it away. We don't take our money now and throw it out in the street. Throw it in the trash can. Why would we want to throw it away in Wall Street? And that's where we come and protect it and keep it safe. So true class diversification is very important, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't have that, You have a missing equation there, and you're risking what you work so hard for. Don't let the brokers tell you they've got you diversified and just different pots of risk, because it ain't so. If I can help you, please give me a call, 805-660-1313, and let me help you have true class diversification with your hard-earned money.
So you only offer the annuities to people. That's what you've done. Why don't you move over? Why haven't you ever? Have you considered it? Have you thought maybe I will offer some of the risk products occasionally? You know, like the vegan joint that has hamburger day on Thursday.
Just I love it.
Just for the heck of it. So, you know what? Just a little hot dog won't hurt. Come on. So why don't you do that?
You're funny.
Just once.
I like the vegan analogy. That's really just good. Oh, my
just
God.
Just a steak on Sunday.
Yeah, just a steak on Sunday.
Just a little bite.
I know.
So why don't you do it?
Well, first of all, I don't do any risk. I don't do it for myself. I'm too old to lose my money. You know, when I was younger, hey, listen, I had some mutual funds. I had some bonds. I had this. I had that. I had some individual stocks. But, you know, I can't afford the loss and the risk now. I work too darn hard for what I got. And I'm not going to give it away to Wall Street and to brokers and financial planners. It just ain't going to happen. And my clients and I were on the same page on that. And that's why they're with me, because they don't want any risk. They don't want to lose their principal or their gains. And they don't want to pay any those exorbitant fees. That's a situation. I don't do risk for me. I'm not going to do it for my clients, especially with my dignity money, the money I got to live on, my retirement money. That's important. You know, if you have some play money, ladies and gentlemen, and you want to dibble dabble in the market and throw it out there and see what kind of stuff you can do, I don't have a problem with that. I took $1,200 over a year ago and bought some cannabis stock from a company out of Israel. They're doing cancer research with cannabis. Now, if I lose that $1,200, I wouldn't like that, but it's not in my retirement portfolio. I'm not going to worry about it. It's play money. I could have bought some parts for one of my trucks or my cars, my classic cars, but I thought I'd take a chance. I read about this. I thought, you know what? Then I'm going to take a little gamble here. That's okay with your play money. If you're 30 years old, you can afford a loss, but the brokers are painting us all with the same brush. 30-year-old and a 60-year-old, they're selling us the same products in some cases. And the bottom line is, a 30-year-old doesn't want to lose their money. Nobody does. But they got time to make it up. We don't have time. Time is not on our side. I don't care how wealthy you are, you can't buy time. So the situation is the financial planners and stockbrokers fill a need for certain people. A lot of people like that risk. They like that excitement. You know, I met a day trader once. He came to one of my dinners. His wife was just, she was beside herself. After the dinner, after the talk, the educational part of it, I sat and talked to him for a few minutes. And he says, you know, I get really excited. You know, the other day I made $60,000 in a half hour. Wow, that's cool. And then she says, yeah, but tell me about the $80,000 that you lost the other day. She says, I'm so upset at this man because we don't know from one day to another what's happening. Now, that's an extreme. I understand. Those day traders, but he's a junkie. He gets high on this stuff. And I know it can be exhilarating. You know, I used to go to the horse races a lot. And, you know, standing next to the fence and the horses and the ground is pounding. And, you know, I remember when Secretariat won, you know. I mean, it was exciting for me. 31 lengths, you know. My God. I got so excited. You know, I had $20 on the horse. Didn't pay much. You know, we call it chalk. Went off at chalk. The odds were, you know, it was the favorite. Bottom line was, it was exciting. But you don't get excited. You don't want to risk the money that you live on. You want to make sure it's slow and steady and steady and slow. The little train that could go up the hill. We're not talking about exciting stuff here, but we're talking about protected stuff here. And money is just too darn hard to come by unless you got a money tree out in your yard. If you do, can I come by and shake it? There's a couple of classic cars I'd like to buy. Bottom line is, let's sleep at night knowing that our money's protected, that our income is protected. That's what I do, and I've done it for a long time, and I help a lot of people. You know, a lot of these guys are Johnny-come-latelys. They're just starting to get on the bandwagon the last 3 or 4 years because they realize they're doing other stuff, and they realize that people like me are taking money away from them. You know, I'm in a group, a marketing group of 300 agents throughout the United States out of Kansas. 2017, we did $5.5 billion out of Wall Street. Last year, we did $6.7 billion out of Wall Street. What do these people know that you don't? Might want to think about it. You know, you can Google indexed annuities. There's 70,000 pages. I know you're not going to read all of them, but read about them. Go on my website. I've got some great educational information there. It's safermoneyspecialist.com. But the risk factor I don't believe in for people our ages. And if you're over 50, I say stop chasing returns. Let's worry about getting you and your family a lifetime income that you can continue your lifestyle and to live on. And you can't do that in Wall Street. So 805-660-1313. Let me know if I can help you.
We are going to be back. 60 seconds away. Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist show. We got it right here.
Hi, it's Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. Did you know that many hardworking people today are setting aside money for retirement? But most of them may be making a huge mistake. Not only are there major risks in traditional retirement approach, but what many people don't realize is that it may not be the amount of money that they're saving for retirement, but where they're saving it at that matters the most. Call me now, 805-660-1313. If you'd like to protect your hard-earned money, pay no fees, and receive a lifetime income, then call me, 805-660-1313. That's 805-660-1313. Stop paying your stockbroker or financial planner fees that eat up your returns, and stop risking your principal and any gains you already earned. Call me now, 805-660-1313. That's 805-660-1313.
And we are back with Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist, here at News Talk 1590 KVTA. And let's talk about just checking anybody out, no matter who they are in your life. Yeah. But most important, because you think of all the stuff you've done in your life, you've saved money. And you did it for a long time. So if you're going to get your money with a particular person, it might be a real good idea to check that person out. Are you surprised when you find out that, well, I thought he seemed like a nice guy, and they really didn't background a person?
Well, remember the people we've talked about the last few years that have been
way
arrested?
Way too many.
Yeah, way too many. Here in Ventura, Oxnard, there was one guy in Moorpark that have taken people's money to claim to be a financial planner or a stockbroker, and some of them weren't even licensed. You know, these are important things. If someone is touching your money, you should know who they are, and you should be checking them out on a regular basis. And I'm talking twice a year. You know, if you were going to have a contract at your house and someone's going to put a room addition on or do some work, remodel your bathroom, I would hope that you would, well, get online and check their license out. Have they had any complaints? Has the state had to reprimand them? Have they lost their license? Maybe they're not even licensed. Just because they have a license on a business card doesn't mean they have a license with the state. So I came up with a way to check me out. And if you want to work with me, check me out first, so that way you know who I am. If you go to my website, that's safermoneyspecialist.com. And up top, there's a button up there, ways to check out Ronald Grant. The first thing you're going to see is my mission statement and philosophy on business. And I think if you're going to work with somebody, you should know what their mission statement and philosophy on business is, because maybe it's totally different than yours. Then you're going to see a short bio on myself. My daughter, Ricky, and Randy. Ricky works with me part-time. You can see some of the nonprofits that I've set on. I'm past president of the Camarillo Chamber. I'm past Rotarian, different things like that. Then you're going to see ways to check out Ronald Grant. And what I've done is I've given you a bullet point by bullet point way to check me out with the California Department of Insurance. I'm licensed in multiple states, but since this is California, you're going to go to their website. I've given you a phone number and the website. I've also given you my license number so you can put it in and submit a query. Now, what are you going to find? Well, first thing you're going to see is my license current. And I can't tell you how many people they have inactive licenses that are out there. It doesn't make sense. You're going to see is my continuing education up to date. That's important. You're going to see what companies I'm appointed with to help you. See, I don't work for a company. I don't get paid my health benefits and my desk and my cell phone and my gas and everything. Those are captive agents. Those people are pushing their own products. I help you I'm an independent. I work for the client, not the company. And I'm paid if I help you with a product, a service, or an account from the insurance company out of their marketing budget. You're paying your financial planner, your stockbroker, your 401k company out of your pocket. How do you like that? My clients and I, we don't like that. That's why we're not doing that. You're also going to see, have there been any complaints from consumers? That's you guys. And if so, how were those complaints handled? You're going to see, have the state of California ever had to reprimand me for something? And you're going to see how that was handled. These are important things, ladies and gentlemen. You should be checking your financial planner, your stockbroker, your insurance agent out twice a year to make sure they can still do business with you. They haven't caused any problem. They haven't committed crimes. They haven't had a lot of complaints. These are things that you need to know, especially if someone is touching your money. That's my opinion, but you know what? You got to do what you got to do. What do we got coming up, everybody?
We have Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A giveaway.
Not open on Super Bowl Sunday.
No.
Not open. Every other day they are.
Not open any Sunday.
Ever. Not ever. And they won't.
No, they won't. Nope.
Think how much money they would make. It shows you how much they stand by their beliefs.
Yeah.
Because they can make a pile of dough.
Well, principles cost things, Spence.
Yes.
Sometimes you got to be willing to pay the price.
And they have, and they're a wonderful group of people. They've always been there for charity events and always out and about, and they make a delicious sandwich on top of it. So we have that in just moments. And get ready to win with Ron Grant, but you got to get ready right next to whatever you use to email with.
Yep, that's it. Get ready.
That's what you got to do. Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. Remember, folks, you've got to get ready to win Chick-fil-A. Be ready to email right after this, 60 seconds away.
Hi, I'm Ron Grant. You know me from the radio as the host of the Safer Money Solution Show and as the original Safer Money Specialist. I'm focused on helping everyone who wants to retire one day and find a safe alternative to the risk and fees of the stock market. That's what I do. But what's in it for you? Why talk to me about your hard-earned money? The market's been up, so now is a great time to be a profit taker and take some of your money out of the Wall Street casino. As the original Safer Money Specialist, I'm focused on giving you some of the upside of Wall Street without the risk and fees and the downside. So call me now, 805-660-1313. That's 805-660-1313. We'll talk about a guaranteed lifetime income and how to keep your money 100% safe. To learn more, tune into the Safer Money Solution Show every Saturday at 10 a.m. And let's start planning your guaranteed retirement. Call me today, 660-1313, and I'll show you how to keep your money 100% safe.
It was Another Park, Another Sunday, which was a great song by the Doobie Brothers, but Blackwater was on the flip,
Blackwater,
and boom, it's the
hit.
Chick-fil-A time.
Chick-fil-A giveaway. First of all, we want to thank Robert, who owns Chick-fil-A here in Ventura. Thank you, Robert, for the many, many years of giving my listeners the opportunity to have breakfast or lunch on you and your great staff. Nice people. Did a couple of shredding events there. They took care of us. It was hot. Remember, they brought out lemonade to us. It was really nice. So thank you, Robert. So here we go. I'm going to give two cards, breakfast or lunch, to two people. I'm going to mail them out Monday myself, okay? You need to send me your name, your address, and your phone number because I need to give that to Robert. That's his requirement, okay? In the subject line, write chicken and do it right now. First two people to send it to me, I will send out the cards, and you will be able to have lunch or dinner on Robert, who owns Chick-fil-A here in Ventura, and you'll have a good time.
So, email now. Just get it done
bada-bing,
quickly.
Bada boom, bada boom, bada bing.
That's how you'll win if you do it quick. Let's talk about a fiduciary.
Yeah.
What is fiduciary?
Oh, boy. Well, it's a big word. That's what it is. Well, financial planners and stockbrokers are supposed to be a fiduciary. They're supposed to make sure that they're doing what's right for you versus over themselves, over any commission or fees or whatever. It's called doing the right thing. And how this really came about in my world, the insurance world, because I'm insurance licensed, is a few years ago, Senator Warren's mother was trying to get a hold of her stockbroker or financial planner. I don't know which it was. Could have been both. And couldn't find the gentleman anywhere. And come to find out, he was on a free trip that the brokerage house that he works for and the mutual fund company or something like that gave him. Senator Warren was livid that her mother was upset. So she came up with a way to make the Department of Labor make everyone be a fiduciary, insurance agents, stockbrokers, financial planners. And she got a law signed in by President Obama. What was happening is now they were really funneling down the retirement possibilities for people in older ages, which was really not good, in my opinion. It was giving them less choices. A lot of the companies, especially here in California, took their products and redesigned them for younger people. So instead of being able to help someone, let's say 72 or 75 or 79, they brought it down to 52, maybe 55, which to me really hurt the opportunity for somebody out there that wanted a good retirement plan. So fast forward to when President Trump came in, the industry has been trying to get rid of this fiduciary rule for insurance agents, and he signed something over, and I guess the law was rescinded, the Department of Labor rescinded it, so forth and so on. I'm missing a few points, but the gist is that no longer do we have to fill out forms for retirement plans. Now, non-retirement plans, which did make sense to me. You got to be a fiduciary on an IRA, but don't be a fiduciary on a non-IRA. Didn't make sense. First of all, let me explain something to everybody. If you have to have a special word and be governed by the Labor Department to do the right thing for a client, you're in the wrong business. I'm sorry. Just like I was a past Rotarian, there's a four-way test, you know, you do certain things. If you have to be a Rotarian doing the four-way test to do the right thing for somebody, I think you need to look at another profession. You either are doing the right thing for somebody or you're not. It's that simple. And if you want to travel by your reputation, which we all do, that's the way to travel, is to do the right thing for clients. Not only will you get referrals, but you will sleep at night knowing what you're doing. So the fiduciary rule is a good rule. I've always taken the fiduciary rule to heart. I've always tried to do what I feel best for my clients. That's what you need to do. My dad used to say, if you do what's right, the money will follow. And that's exactly what it is. Treat people right. Give them the right stuff. There's a lot of people that I've had to turn away because it's not the right product for them that I'm trying to help them with. I'm not right for everybody. I understand that. When I used to do the dinners, I used to say, I'm right for about 70% of you in this room. The rest of you, either I'm not right for you or you won't let me help you. And that's okay. I only want to help the people and work with the people that want my help, want safer money, want to sleep at night, because there's only so many hours during the day. But please think this. You don't need a special term or a special rule to do what's right for the client. You do what's right for the client. There's no ifs, ands, buts about it. Zero tolerance in my book. Zero tolerance. That's why I have multiple companies so I can help people. Because in my opinion, one or two companies is not right for everybody. It might be right for the agent or the financial planner or the stockbroker, but it might not be right for the client. You have to have some choices, and you have to ask the tough questions, and you have to listen to find out what you're going to recommend to them. And then you make the recommendation if they want. So, you know, that's where we're at.
That's where we're at. We're recorded today.
Yes, we are
recorded. I tried to reach the one and only Will Hart.
Oh, my God.
Didn't quite get him yet.
Yeah. That's
so Will Hart will help you diversify.
Yes, he does. He's got metal, and it's cool. Yeah, I'm at an actual memorial for a friend of mine. His wife passed away. They're past car club members. And so we're in Newbury Park today, and so I'm showing my respect to the family. And hopefully we are making things a little easier for them by showing up and giving our love and our support. So it's hopefully will give us a call. If not, it's okay. You know, gold is gold, and platinum and silver is important for the true class diversification in my book.
That's true. But let's say you have some money to play around with.
Yeah.
Who do you drop it on tomorrow?
Well,
Rams versus the Patriots.
Oh,
come on. There's your money.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
I like the Patriots, and I'll tell you why. It's not because I'm against the Rams, but I think this. In fact, I know this is Brady's last year. His wife is going to make him retire. She's had enough now. You know, she's $1 million model, and she has more money
than he does.
Yeah, she doesn't need him to be working, and she wants him around more. So I think that's
my wife wants me to get another job. That's strange. But there is some truth in that, even though he said, quote, I ain't leaving until I'm 45.
Yeah.
But the wife, you might pull him out because no matter what, you get the one wrong hit, you got yourself a concussion.
Happy wife, happy life.
Yes.
So you know what? I don't think he's going to.
And he's going to go hard.
Push it.
Tomorrow to win.
He is. I think he's going to push hard to really win. And again, nothing against the Rams, a local team, and I wish them well. But I think just because of his, it's his last hurrah, I think he wants to go out smoking hot, and I think he wants to get it done. Do you know what the spread is?
I think it's 2.5 points for the Patriots.
Is it? Okay. Yeah, well.
The other thing that's interesting is, and it's crazy that this man's, this is his 9th Super Bowl, but for legacy, he is either going to be 5-4
right,
or 6-3.
Yeah.
Now, the math's easy, but that's a big difference.
Sure.
Yeah. 6-3 is like, wow, 6 wins. Nobody's had 5. He might get 6. 5-4, though, there's only 2 other quarterbacks that have lost 4 Super Bowls, and that's Tarkenton for the Vikings, and I'm forgetting the Buffalo quarterback, Jim Kelly.
Jim Kelly.
He lost 4, too. So you'll have the guy who's won the most Super Bowls and lost as many as the other guys. That's a pretty weird record if he ends up 5-4.
You know, I just pictured old Kenny Stabler running back to throw that arm over the Raiders. Man, was he always beat up. They just beat him to death.
And it's always been a great game. It's a lot of fun, and this is the way we go. I love L.A. Come on,
yeah.
You got to play for the Rams.
I know the Rams.
They played at the marathon when I ran. I love L.A.
Ray!
And I want L.A. to win. That's all I can say. But I'm with you. I think Brady is really going to have some extra momentum for Sunday. He wants to win it for so many reasons. And we'll see what happens. Give us your number one more time.
805-660-1313. Everyone out there, have a blessed day, and let's be kind to one another.
Hi, I'm Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. I'd like to introduce you to one of my clients, Pablo Ortiz.
Thanks, Ron. As my client, I appreciate your business. 6 years ago, I attended your seminar, and I was impressed, especially that you delivered what you promised. I'm so happy that I took some of my money and invested it with you in a product that has kept it safe and has actually grown it very nicely since April of 2011. I'm very close to retirement now and just couldn't afford to lose any of my money. Folks, I recommend this product, and most importantly, I recommend Ron Grant. When I went to a seminar, he bought me dinner. But today, he's made it even easier for you to hear about keeping your money safe. A one-on-one with Ron will make a difference in your financial security, and he'll even give you a $100 certificate to have dinner on him. Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. Call him. You'll be glad you did. And if you haven't written down his number yet, it's 660-1313. That's 660-1313.